Shores, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, we're going to have Harvey Wireman on. He is our legal counsel, as you know, on the show. And we're going to talk about a lawsuit that has been filed in the broadcast world. And it is a piece of valid news. It is valid industry news. It is reported in widely disseminated trade journals, but it is a bit of financial information relative to the radio world, and more specifically relative to me, because I work in association with one of my business partners, if you will, is the company that syndicates my radio show, and that company is Talk Radio Network, a company that has filed a lawsuit as of the 28th, I believe, of August, charging monopoly, violation of antitrust, and other specific violations of federal law, and that this lawsuit is directed specifically at a company called Dial Global. Dial Global. So Harvey Wireman is going to be with us here in just a moment to discuss this. We do have the. Do you have that, bud?
Yeah, I do. I've got the story.
Okay, this one here. Page 2, and then this one, you got it up in my nose, bud. Get it out of my nose, man. God, you're sticking the finger.
Sorry, you got it still up his nose, man. No, but I want to make sure you saw this page here.
See? Now, your signature goes, I understand. Get it out of my face, man. God.
But you did see that.
Yes, thank you, bud, very much.
And your signature goes here, 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 here.
Wait a minute, man. I'm asking about a news story.
No, I understand that, but this is also relative. Your attorney wanted these signed because of the corporation, articles of incorporation.
Yeah, that's great, bud. Thank you. I'm on the air right now, man.
Oh, sorry. But you'll notice here, and then this copy is yours.
Okay. Can you get that out of my nose, man? I'm on the air.
Sorry.
Man, can't you see the guy's on the air? You do that when a guy ain't on the air.
Yeah, but the attorney said make sure Phil see it.
Okay, man. You saw it.
I saw it, bud. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. This is not the time for me to be signing stuff. Thank you. Don't you think maybe I'd like to read things? In any event, God, bud.
What?
Well, you're coming on like, you know, one of those assistant guys with the white gloves in those movies. Yes, sir. Just sign right here, you know.
Well, I wanted to be sure that you saw it all.
Fine. All right, we're going to get Harvey Wireman on the line here in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and we are with you here, there, and everywhere, man, live from the El Pacifico, baby. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We dropped, if you'll pardon the expression, dropped, which sounds almost, you know...
Yeah, like there's supposed to come a splash after that, you know.
Yeah.
That was very adult. But in any event, we dropped a podcast today, episode number 37 of the Free Phil Hendry Podcast, and you can find that by going to our home site, philhendryshow.com, and hitting the podcast banner there on the left. Coming up on Monday, it is the Milwaukee Lions, and they're taking on the New York Pets. Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison live from Duckworth Memorial Stadium on Wang Radio. We carry the radio call on Phil TV and HD starting at 1 o'clock Central Daylight Time. Then... on Tuesday, we roll out The Best of Bobby Dooley, a new series of downloads called The Ever So Best of Bobby Dooley, and that will be available starting at 1 o'clock Central Time on the Phil Hendry Show website. What else? Okay, that's it. Let's get on the line here now. Harvey Wireman, who is, as I mentioned, a gentleman who is an attorney, is in San Marino, California. And it's always, Harvey, I'm telling you, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. It doesn't happen enough.
Oh, Phil, that's very nice of you to say, and I'm glad to be on the line with you.
Did you see the articles?
Yeah, I did see the articles, and I did see the lawsuit that you were referencing. And
is there a siren going down the street there?
No, we're looking at the television with my daughter and my granddaughter. But if you'll give me a moment, Phil, I want to get my glasses, and I just would let me ask her, okay? Hey, Victoria, honey, Victoria, baby, get Grandpa his glasses in the kitchen, okay? That's it. She's going to get my glasses for me.
You know, can I say something?
Now, I know what you're going to say. Every time she goes to get my glasses, she comes back with the jumbo. With the jumbo size.
And she comes back with those big glasses she got at Disneyland.
Yeah, the big jumbo. Make sure she doesn't bring the jumbo set. Yeah, she always goes and gets the jumbo. That's what I call them, the jumbo set. I don't know what else. God, yeah. She gets the... My throat fell. I've got some of the phlegm.
I understand. And you know what? I'm sorry to bother you with this stuff. I should remember...
Turn that down, will you, Bill? Hey, Bill, my son-in-law. Yeah, turn it down. Thanks, son. Tell Victoria to get not to bring Grandpa the jumbo. What'd you say, Phil?
I said that I am sorry to be bothering you here in the midst of family time. I appreciate you helping us.
Hey, Phil, it's all... It's always a pleasure, Phil. I can only tell you that I wish, as you said, we could do this more often. All right, five LAPD officers are under investigation for beating a woman to death.
Now that's not the one. It's
which one is it?
It's the Talk Radio Network lawsuit.
Okay, yeah, I got it here.
I mean, the five LAPD officers. That's a story that needs to develop. I don't want to get into this and speculate on something that is still under investigation, and all of the facts need to come in. I'm talking about Dial Global being sued by TRN.
Yeah, no, I've got I've got that, Phil. Talk Radio Networks has filed a lawsuit. Has filed a... She's got to get the glasses. Hold on, Phil. Not the jumbo. But what I mean by jumbo is she's bringing me the glasses that we got at Disneyland. I don't want those. Those are jumbo play glasses. All right. Talk Radio Network, has filed a lawsuit against Dial Global claiming the competing talk syndication.
Syndication?
Syndication company is a monopoly. I'm sorry, yeah, monopoly. And has violated.
You know what?
Violated. I don't have the glasses. Hold on.
Well, you're going to have to get glasses because I want you to comment on the legality of, not on the legality, but just your opinion, a legal opinion on this, Harvey, and you need to be able to read it.
I understand, Phil. Hold on for just a minute. I've got a phlegm problem. Get me a cup of hot water. All right, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yep.
Get me a cup of hot water, okay? Have Victoria find Grandpa's regular reading glasses, not the jumbo, that she's now brought me twice, and I don't know what the problem is with Ellen. She's
I'll find out.
Okay, son. And then get... I got a great son-in-law, but the women are... You know what I mean, Phil?
Okay.
So I'll try to get through this the best way I know how, Phil. And I apologize. So we know the Talk Radio Network has sued Dial Global, charging a monopoly, and they violated Ant Rust.
Ant Rust? What is that?
Yeah, the Ant Rust. They violated Ant Rust.
Antitrust.
Okay, antitrust. Yeah, the suit was officially filed by the original Talk Radio Network Incorporated, Talk Radio Network Enterprises, LLC, and Talk Radio Network FM, Incorporated. It claims that Dial Global, what is that, Dial Global? Is that Spanish?
No, Dial Global is the name of the company.
Oh, all right, hold on. Honey, no, not the jumbo.
You know, Harvey, I got to tell you, this is not working out.
Wait a second, okay? Hold on, will you? I got to get me a cup of hot water, boiling hot. I've got a lock of phlegm in my throat that is like a block of cement. And I want the glasses, not the jumbo she keeps bringing me.
What do you mean by jumbo?
The jumbo glass. You see those glasses there? That's what she's been bringing me.
All right. Come on, Victoria, honey.
Come on, Bill. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. He's a good guy. My son-in-law is brighter. I'm very blessed. My son-in-law is light years more intelligent than my daughter, and I am blessed. I thank God.
What's your son-in-law do?
He's an attorney. He's a criminal defense attorney up in San Francisco. But my daughter, and I love my daughter, I will commit murder for my daughter. I will kill anyone that hurts my daughter or my granddaughter. I will kill them with my bare hands. I won't even stop to get a weapon. I won't stop to load a weapon. I won't even need a weapon. I'm 83 years of age, and I will kill anyone that harms my daughter or my granddaughter with my bare hands, Phil. Imagine that. And I say that with full confidence.
Okay.
But having said that, my daughter is, she's got to be one of the dumbest human beings that has ever lived. I mean, on the face of the earth, since time began, since man crawled out of the disgusting stench soup that we were formed in. My daughter must be at the top 4% of the idiots. And yet I'd kill for her. See? So that's my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
My throat, I'm telling you.
All right, let's get back to this lawsuit.
What lawsuit?
All right, hold on for a minute.
But, Phil, you know, get your own plug. You're going to get stupid people.
You know, you're right. He's right.
No, man, no.
No, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I've been putting up with these idiots for years. Why don't I get someone that's smarter? Why do I talk to Harvey? The guy's half senile himself, you know.
Yeah, you might as well get Mr. Clintwood on or something.
Not Clintwood, you idiot. Eastman.
Clint Eastwood. No, and not, no. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is
don't
our
bring
bitch.
Me the jumbo ones. Bring
the
me the
Phil
regular
Hendry
ones.
Show.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445 on the line with me, Harvey Wireman, talking with us here about the prospective lawsuit. It is an industry lawsuit. It's probably not very big news. It is a lawsuit filed by one of my partners, Talk Radio Networks. They have filed a lawsuit against Dial Global, charging a violation of the antitrust laws and in operating a monopoly. Harvey Wireman joins us, an attorney at law from San Marino, California. I also want to get on the line here. Turn that music off. Good Lord. I also want to get on the line here. Herb Sewell, and Herb does research. Now, I know we've had you on the line, Herb, with us before, talking about some rather specific things in terms of criminal acts, but you do research in this area, do you not?
I've actually been involved in a couple of different publications, not legal papers per se, but these have been communication publications, dealing with antitrust and dealing with the monopoly as it pertains to the Federal Communications Code, as it pertains to, and also as it pertains to the corporate entities in this country. I want to jump in, Phil. This is the gentleman who's been on your program before, and he has been you have been involved in some pedophilia. Is that correct? That is correct, but I am not on the program to talk about that.
He's not going to talk about that at all.
Right, I know, but I don't know if I can believe a... well, sir, I say this with the greatest of respect, Mr. Wireman. I'm on the program to comment, because it does not appear that you have a grasp of the reading material, of reading the material that's in front of you. What does that mean? I don't have a grasp. Well, I've been listening to you on this program, and you have been, you're saying monopoly, and you said antitrust and things like this. You don't seem to have the right words. I have the right words, Mr. Sewell. I have the right words, Mr. Sewell. And I'm sorry for saying this, sir. Do you mind me butting in? But you have a very distressing habit there of going, yeah, there's something wrong with you. No, the thing that's wrong with me is my throat. I've got a phlegm situation that would if you knew the extent of it, it would frighten you to death. you would be petrified with fear. All right?
I don't know how to comment on that, sir, but I would say that it is a little bit distracting, but I'm not here to argue with you.
Yeah, Herb's here to just assist with a couple of points of law.
He's here to assist. Hey! He's here to assist with a couple of points of law.
Yes, sir, that is exactly why I'm here. And again, I mean no disrespect, but when you are talking, and then the next thing I hear is this, hey, hey. What is he talking about?
When you clear your throat.
I've got a phlegm. Did you hear what I said, or is it going in one ear and then maybe not even out another ear? Maybe it's going in your ear and coming out your nose, you know?
It's going in one ear and coming out my nose. Very music.
No, sir, it's not going in an ear and coming out of nose. I'm simply saying, for the purpose of Mr. Henry's audience and for you as well, Mr. Wyman, I'm here to assist you. I'm not here to degrade or to detract from what it is you're trying to say. That's all. All right, and I would also say you have a very distressing habit of going, like you just took one, you know?
I don't understand. Took what?
All right, now let's not get sidetracked with all this stuff. So, Harvey, continue reading, and then Herb, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I've got to get the glasses because of the jumbo, you know?
That is also one other thing I'd like to comment on. This man has been looking for his glasses now for God knows how long. He's been complaining that his granddaughter is getting the jumbo size. Now, sir, I don't mean any disrespect. Honestly, I don't. But how developmentally challenged is your granddaughter? You know, you just watch your mouth, mister. Did you hear what I just said?
Did I hear you say what? I said anybody that would come after my granddaughter or my daughter, I would take you apart with my bare hands. And I'm just simply saying, sir, that she did not get the glasses that she wanted after 3, 4, 5 tries. That's all I'm saying, sir. My God! And you would take me apart, pull me apart like the wings from a beetle or a fly? Is that what you would do?
That's a bear. There you go. Right, see right there. That's exactly what I do.
Yeah. My throat's jammed up. My ass hurts. My eyes. I'm as blind as a bat. And I've got some reconstituted, kid killer, whatever you do with kids. And you're giving me legal advice. I've never been more offended in my life, Mr. Henry.
Can we just get back to the story?
Well, I'll get back to the story, but if I hear one word out of this freak, I can assure you, I told you one word. Now, the story as it goes. Dial Global has a monopoly instead. Don't say anything. If I mispronounce it, I mispronounce it.
But, sir,
I said if I mispronounce it, don't say a word.
Harvey.
Did you hear me?
Go ahead.
Dial Global has a monopoly in Salus for independent talk radio, which could cause over 1,100 radio satanians in us and had been operating for over 20 years, going into a presidential election in favor of its immediate replacement by a Bundet Nuss operation at the election of its Salus representative is a telling exemplar of the treat posed by the apple of a small handful of elected Wall Street executive. I got that word wrong.
Did you? You got that word wrong. Yeah, you were doing so well.
What did I tell the freak? Didn't I tell the freak to shut up?
Come on, Herb, just let him...
No, he was doing so well, and he got that one word, executive, wrong. Other than that, everything was great.
I told the freak to shut up, and the freak wouldn't shut up. Now, that leaves me only one option. I got to give my keys now to Anselmo, who's my man. He's going to warm my Cadillac up. Now, where are you, freak?
I'm not going to tell you, because I am under court order not to disclose my location.
Where was I?
You had just said that something about Exacataca and the Salus.
Yes, exactly. Wall Street Exacataca, who had a Chiba, Suffolkian dominance in one Salus.
Okay, so let's see, page two.
Never mind, we got to take a break now.
You can't know that I'm on a roll.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Is he really coming to look for me?
I don't think so.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, hold on. We're on with Harvey Weierman and Harvey Weierman and Herb Sewell as we discuss this lawsuit that's been filed by Talk Radio Networks against Dial Global. And, of course, it's been a very active day on the political scene, particularly in Tampa, obviously, with the Republican convention, Clint Eastwood speaking. And we just actually on Phil TV and HD showed a little clip of that. And behind, I didn't know throughout the entire speech they had the man with no name. What was that, Herb?
I believe that was the picture you're looking at there, if I'm not mistaken, Phil. You could show it one more time. I'd really... Ah, yes. That picture, I believe, comes from the outlaw Josie Wales. You know, I've got to disagree with that. I think that's the play...
Yes, sir, yeah.
It's the high plane... It's the pale... It's the pale... It's a high plane... God, I forget what it's called. You're thinking of High Plains Drifter.
Oh, yeah. High Plains Drifter, Harvey?
No, not High Plains Drifter. The one where he drifted... He was a drifter, but Pale Rider? Yes, Pale Rider.
Pale Rider. I don't know. I didn't think he had a beard in Pale Rider. You could be right, though.
I think it's the Pale Rider, which was the guy that comes into the mining camp. Yeah, that's exactly right, Javi. The mining camp, Clint Eastwood played a preacher. Yes, he played a preacher. And Carrie Snodgrass, you remember that actress? She was a real mental case. And she, and I shouldn't say that, but Carrie Snodgrass.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to get some more hot water, Bill, okay?
Got it, huh?
And tell the girls, forget it, I'm blind. I'm now stone blind, so forget the glasses. It doesn't matter any longer. I can't see, okay?
Got it.
But you understood what I just said. You love that, Phil? I just told my son-in-law that I'm stone blind, and I might as well have said that I messed myself. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, no, a lot of times they don't pay attention to the elderly.
You know something, Sewell? I'll give you this much. You say some sensible things. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
Is that really the phlegm problem that caused you to do that?
Caused me to do what?
Yeah. All those noises?
What do you mean, noises? I'm clearing my throat. A lot of times, Phil, I have to tell you, a lot of times these phlegm problems. Because I know Mother had the problem shortly before she strangled on her own. Spit. Your mother died that way, huh? Yes, she did. She strangled on her own sputum, and it was quite...
All right, let's just get off of that. So, getting back here to the lawsuit, Harvey, that you were talking about, and you got none of those words right, so I don't really... I'm going to read this, and you guys can comment.
What do you mean I didn't get any of the words right?
Salas and all this jazz, you butchered it alive.
Well, I gotta get the glasses, will you? Not the jumbo.
Oh, forget it, man. I thought you said they're not going to get them for you.
Oh, no, you're right. That's right.
All right. Talk Radio Networks has filed a lawsuit against Dial Global claiming the competing talk syndication company is a monopoly and has violated antitrust rules. The suit was officially filed by the original Talk Radio Network Incorporated, Talk Radio Network Enterprises, and Talk Radio. There's a number of companies, I guess, that are involved in this that, not a number of companies involved, but there's a number of entities that come under sort of one banner there. It claims that Dial Global has a monopoly in sales for independent talk radio. which could cause a second-generation monopoly, adding that the recent destruction of CNN Radio, which was on over 1,100 radio stations in the U.S. and had been operating for over 20 years, going into a presidential election in favor of its immediate replacement by a branded news operation at the election of its sales representatives, is a telling example of the threat posed by the ability of a small handful of unelected Wall Street executives who have achieved sufficient dominance in one sales market to force changes in the separate independent spoken word market, and the threat posed to other independent spoken word syndicators absent prompt corrective actions.
You got to be putting me on. Was that a whole sentence?
That was a sentence that started at, yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. You're going to have to read it again.
I'm not going to read anything again.
That was the longest sentence. I agree with Sewell. I can't make head nor tail out of that.
But basically, it's saying that there's a monopoly by Dial Global.
I don't know.
In a statement, TRN CEO Mark Masters said, quote, in a statement, so that was what I just read there was part of the lawsuit. Now comes a press release from the CEO, quote, this is a sad but necessary day for us, but the steps we take today are for the sake of the entire community of independent spoken word syndicators and independent radio networks who depend on outside sales representation for their very financial survival. Masters adds that he hopes TRN's lawsuit signals a beginning of the end to active monopoly and anti-competitive action within radio's independent spoken word syndication markets. Your comments.
I have no idea what any of that means. Yeah, I've got to say, I don't understand it at all. Sorry.
All right, well, that was the lawsuit. Then comes the follow-up. And this is the response by Dial Global, and they responded on the 28th, I believe, the same day that this lawsuit was filed. Talk Radio Network filed suit in U.S. federal court for the Central District of California against Dial Global, alleging the rival syndicator has violated antitrust and monopoly laws. Dial Global has responded with co-CEO Spencer Brown saying, quote, despite the comments in Mr. Masters' email to the press distributed yesterday in which he announced his company Talk Radio Networks is suing Dial Global, at this time, Dial Global has not been served a complaint. We have provided outstanding service to TRN for over 10 years and continue to represent several of TRN's programs today. Based on the information contained in the complaint distributed by Mr. Masters to the press, which complaint was filed by a law firm run by Ron Severide, TRN's own internal legal counsel, we believe this complaint is entirely frivolous. We are confident we will defeat these spurious claims, assuming they are ever heard in a court of law. Harvey, your comment.
Well, the comment was made there about the law firm run by in-house counsel may signal a conflict of interest claim there, but nonetheless, the more significant statement by Mr. Brown is at the end where he says that, God, that phlegm. Okay, where's that hot water, Bill?
Yeah, I'm coming up.
How long does it take to boil water?
Yeah, I know. But you know that daughter of yours?
Yeah, you know something, Bill? I'm glad you're my son-in-law, because my daughter, if she got any dumber, I swear we'd all be dead, all of us, including my granddaughter. And I'm not, you know, are you still there, Phil?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what are you getting pissed at me for?
Dude, we're on the air, you know, and you're sitting having a whole conversation with people.
I'm sorry, okay. The more significant comment to me, Phil, was there the one made by this guy, Brown, who said, we are confident we will defeat these spurious claims, assuming they're ever heard in a court of law. Now, the reason why I point that out is because I read an opinion that was written yesterday. And in the opinion, they are saying that a feature of the lawsuit is the peppering of First Amendment claims within it. A curtailment or harming of First Amendment rights is not generally possible by a private entity. Rather, governmental actions are generally the subject of the First Amendment. In the lawsuit, the plaintiffs allege that the defendant's power to control the financial fate of over 100 independent spoken word syndicators held in the hands of the unelected Wall Street executives is chilling to the First Amendment, the concentration of power, blah, blah, blah. So in other words, the whole thing sounds real weird. You know, it doesn't sound like...
In other words, they can't claim that a private entity can chill First Amendment rights?
That's exactly right, because you have the right to go out if someone you claim is chilling your First Amendment rights. And by the way, when we say chill, we're not talking about the way the kids you know how the kids in the hip-hop say chill out and everything? Yeah, that's what they say. It's like cool out, except it's new generation's way of saying cool out. It's chill out. Yeah, it's chill out. And we're not talking about chilling of, you know, it sounds stupid, but if any of the people listening do the whipped, the double whipped dessert, have you ever had the whipped dessert, Mr. Henry, or any of the whips?
I don't know what you mean by whips.
Have you had the whipped desserts? Have you ever had any of the delicious whips? They've got a strawberry, you know what I mean, Herb? I think I know what you mean. He's talking about these desserts that are whips.
I think I know what you mean, like Jell-O?
No, not Jell-O. God, I'm talking about the whipped, you know, Jell-O would work, yeah. Don't you chill your whip? Or not your whip, but do you chill whips? Javi, this is Herb Sewell. Yeah. You do chill the different whips.
Whatever, man. What are you talking about?
Look, Henry, don't use that tone with me.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about whipped the puddings. Okay, I should have said pudding.
Okay, you should have said, you're talking about chilling pudding?
Yes.
No, I know they're not talking about that, and I know that my audience doesn't think they're talking about that. They're talking about just chilling, as in chill out.
No, they're not talking about chill out.
I mean, you're right. They're talking about chilling, as in slowing down and making less possible.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you. God. I think it could have been avoided just by assuming that people understood what you're talking about. You never know with an idiot like Henry, you know.
You know, this is really interesting. About 15 minutes ago, you were talking about Herb being a freak, and now you guys are just the best of buddies.
I think Herb's got some good points, that's all. Well, I appreciate that, Javi, coming from someone as educated as yourself and experienced as yourself. Thank you very much. You see, this is how you talk to a man such as myself who went, yeah, yeah, so has the experience. Now, let me get back to where I was. So, they're saying that this amendment, this First Amendment, cannot be chilled by a private entity. Now, this complaint appears to be a, quote, disgruntled programming supplier lawsuit gussied up in grandiose claims of Sherman Act and Clayton Act violations. Simply put, the programming supplier plaintiffs entered into contractual relations with program syndicators and now believe that those contracts have been breached. These observations are not to minimize the alleged harm or damage that may have accrued to the plaintiffs, but it will be interesting to see if the plaintiffs are able to proceed with the litigation of their Sherman Act and Clayton Act antitrust claim, which are getting all the attention. Oh, God, I can't. I'm bored to death. Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's it?
I'm going to take a nap. You want to sit? I'm going to lay down, Bill. Bill, this is Harvey.
That's not Harvey. That's Herb.
I tried to pretend like it's Herb. You're right.
Then just say it's Herb.
I'm sorry.
Why would you say it's Harvey?
I wanted to see if I could continue being him, but I...
What did somebody just play? Quit playing it like a criminal, okay, Herb? One of the problems you're having in life is you still play it like a criminal. You still think like a criminal.
I understand.
What did you want to say?
I simply wanted to say that the opinion there appears to say that this is a frivolous lawsuit by a disgruntled entity, a program supplier that has entered into an agreement with a syndicator, and the syndicator is not doing its job as well as they'd like them to do, and there you go. But I think Dial Global also has an interest in the Westwood One radio network. Am I right about that?
One of those, yeah. I think it's Westwood One.
So I think that given Westwood One, Talk Radio Network, etc., there might be a little bit of a tug of war in terms of... Where their interests lie, and that might have more to do with money than anything else. I'm Herb Sewell, and thank you, Phil, for having me on the program and not once mentioning the fact that I was arrested for child molestation.
Yeah, well, you know what? You just then I tried to dump it, and I couldn't do it. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Herb Sewell and Harvey Weirman on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I've had the Clint Eastwood picture up here for the entire damn segment. Well, maybe that's better. Maybe that's better. 877, he's better to look at than me. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A real weird night. I apologize. We had Margaret Gray was going to come on here. Is she still, is she at all anywhere in the neighborhood?
Well, I think, but what'd she say?
She said she'd come on, but she's all embarrassed now. She forgot about it.
Margaret Gray came on here ostensibly to talk about Prince Harry and some episode of his in Las Vegas, where he was photographed in the All Together. But part of the way through the introduction, and she was having a bit of a little debate there with Justin McElroy and R.C. Collins regarding Clint Eastwood's appearance at the Republican National Convention, she completely forgot what it was she wanted to talk about. And then Justin McElroy completely, well, he ran out of material, and then we ran out of material. And so that was the first half hour. So she wants to come back on here, fine with me, but to be perfectly honest with you, since I am the king, the absolute king of carrying a three-hour talk show with just myself, my wits, my intelligence, my good looks, and my charm, I can certainly continue.
You kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No.
Well, I'm not kidding, but I mean, you're exaggerating, right?
No, I'm not exaggerating. No, I am not exaggerating. Makes you think I'm exaggerating.
Well, I mean, you talk about the king? What about Rush Limbaugh and everything?
Rush Limbaugh's fantastic, but even Rush Limbaugh stops down to take a phone call here and there. On this radio show, all I do is I do what I do, baby. All I do is I do what I do, and I keep on doing it, man, until there ain't nothing left to do. That's me. So how about that, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of words to live by, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Words to live by is right. The absolute king of carrying 3 hours of radio and creating magic out of nothing, man. And believe you me when I tell you, creating radio in the environment... Well, I better not go any further because I've already read about TRN suing people, so...
No, I got to watch it, man.
All right, fine. Anyway, welcome back to our program. Our number is 877-876-7445, and of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. To that end, don't forget, we are going to be... we're going to be broadcasting the Lions game on Monday. We have the rollout of the best of Bobby Dooley, the ever so best of Bobby Dooley on Tuesday. That'll be in our shop, the merchandise shop, another download. And I got to be honest with you, I've had a lot of people asking, why don't you guys do the following thing? Why? And they didn't say this, but people have been suggesting individual shows. So the new idea I've got, the new brainstorm I've got, which I think is, frankly, I think it's a great idea, if you want my honest opinion. This is my latest brainstorm. We go through our download numbers at the end of each month because we get a breakout and we know exactly how many downloads we do a month from our subscribers. We also know how many downloads we've been doing with our podcast, and we are growing by leaps and bounds, 100% every month, 100% every single month, bang, 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 more and more downloads. But to the extent that we are keeping track of the number of downloads on our website, I'm going to institute a top downloaded shows of either the week or every 2 weeks. What do you think?
That's a great idea. People, they always ask about it.
Yeah, you're going to have the top downloaded shows, then what?
What we'll do is we'll have a list of the top downloaded shows. Which shows are being downloaded the most? Which of the, of our 4,500 hours of programming, of our over almost 15 years of radio shows that we have in our archives, which are the top downloads? And we'll monitor that, and we'll have a list of that, and then we'll make those shows available for purchase on a individual basis. See? Now, I don't know if that's something that we're going to institute right away. I do know that I want to have kind of a top chart of the top downloaded shows.
Bill, about buying those shows.
Well, I'm not sure I want to do that right away. I'm going to just wait and see. But I do want to see how feasible it is for us to generate once a week this list, because really this is where we're going now, man. This is exactly where the industry is going. There was a time, a long time ago, that they had a thing called the Top 40. And then as the buying habits of the public became more refined, as tracking became a little bit more refined, as people started buying more albums as opposed to singles, then they had to sort of change up how they track these things. And then we had the CHR charts and the urban charts, and the charts got separated out. And you had classical, and you had jazz, right? And then gradually things became even more refined, and then you had radio charts as opposed to sale charts, so they had airplay as opposed to the actual selling. And then we got into downloads of the top songs. Well, now, where are we? Now we have the ability for an individual artist like our show, The Phil Henry Show, we can do a sort of micro-tracking of our material, our shows, our bits, and what we do, and we can market based on that. This is what we mean when we talk about narrowcasting. This is what we mean when we talk about the new media. It is no longer the world of this kind of broadcasting and this this sort of broad evaluating of the marketplace and of material available. Now you have to more narrowly evaluate things, and we do have the tools to do that. So
you're going to get like a list of the top Phil Henry download.
We're going to do a list of the top downloaded things on our pay site, philhenryshow.com, the same way as we track our downloads of our free Phil Henry podcast, of which, like I said, from last month to this month, we've had an 80% jump in the number of downloads. Okay?
You said 100%.
All right, it was 80%. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's not 100%.
Okay, it was 80%. I lied. And I lie a lot. And I lie when it benefits me. In other words, I am a believer in the America. I'm kidding. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Talking about America lying and everything. Wrong. Real wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. It shouldn't be said at all.
All right, I'm sorry. God.
Wrong, man. Wrong.
Ruby took the law in his own hands, man.